2011 was a record-breaking year. Elephant poaching levels were at their worst in a decade, and recorded ivory seizures were at their highest levels since 1989, the year that international trade in elephant ivory was banned. Wildlife officials are particularly concerned about the jump since 2009 in large-scale seizures, meaning more than 800 kilograms in a single transaction. Large-scale shipments, experts say, mean organized crime. Officials pointed to primarily Asian-led crime syndicates, but would say no more for fear of jeopardizing ongoing investigations. Bill Clark of Interpol's Environmental Crime Program.
That one criminal syndicate will control, they will gather a poaching gang together. That poaching gang will be assigned instructions to kill a specific herd of elephants to provide a specific amount of ivory. When large seizures are made, we have done DNA analysis of the ivory in these seizures, and we're finding that consistently in all of the large seizures, the DNA says these animals were brothers and sisters and uncles, aunts, parents, children, that type of relationship, very closely related. So this is not opportunistically poached ivory where some poachers killed two elephants up in the north of a country and four more in the south, and some middleman collected it all together. Oh no, one specific population was targeted and exterminated.
Elephants feel and express emotion. Experts say they are intelligent, social, and affectionate. They live in tight-knit family herds, and they mourn their dead. They return to stare silently at their bodies. They use their trunks to lift and caress the sun-baked bones of those long since gone. One conservationist told VOA that poaching gangs have been known to lie in wait to pick off elephants that got away during the initial ambush, but then instinctively returned to pay their respects. These poaching gangs usually outnumber and outgun the often under-resourced park rangers in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and other poaching hotspots. In Kenya, at least 15 wildlife staff have been killed this year. In Chad, 5 rangers were executed during morning prayers in September. Mercenary and rebel groups like the Lord's Resistance Army are reportedly turning to ivory for income. It's a war, and Central African countries are frantically trying to catch up. Cameroon deployed military special forces to keep Sudanese poachers from re-entering its animal reserves. In early 2012, those gangs massacred more than 300 elephants in Cameroon's Buba Njida National Park. Gabon has at least 100 soldiers supporting rangers in its 13 national parks. The head of the National Park Service, Lee White, said Gabon has more than quadrupled its park staff in the past 3 years and increased its budget 15-fold to go after what he called organized gangs of specialist elephant hunters, primarily from West and Central African countries.
We're doing 3 to 4 week foot patrols through some of the remotest forests in Africa, basically walking through the forest, following elephant trails, and then if we hit human sign, if we hit cut marks or cartridges or snares and so on, then trying to track towards the poacher camps and to arrest people in the camps. We're using planes to some extent. We can spot campfires from the air, and then we can direct the patrols by giving GPS points. We're traveling up rivers in canoes.
White said the street value of 1 kilogram of ivory in the Gabon-Cameroon region has skyrocketed from $50 to $350 since 2010. Savvy traders, he said, want to draw poachers to places like Gabon, where there are still larger concentrations of elephants.
Gabon is a relatively small country in African terms. We have about just over 10% of Africa's rainforest, and we have almost 60% now of Africa's surviving rainforest elephants. DRC has gone from 400,000 to about something around 5,000 in the last 20 years. Northern Congo has lost half of its elephants in the last 5 years. Cameroon's on the way out. And so It's a very sad reflection on the status of elephant populations around forested Africa that we now have over half of the surviving forest elephants. Because of that, the pressure here is growing every day.
Wildlife officials say poaching gangs work quickly to move tusks out of the source country. Much of that ivory then makes its way to seaports in Kenya and Tanzania, where it's concealed in shipping containers bound for Asia. Most of the ivory ultimately lands in China and Thailand. Officials said ivory is also moved via air freight, diplomatic pouches, express mail service, pirate fishing boats, or just being carried out in suitcases. Authorities have intercepted ivory baked into clay sculptures, painted to look like wood, or rubbed with pepper and wrapped in tinfoil to fool sniffer dogs and X-ray machines. Customs officials in Hong Kong have made two large seizures in November alone, intercepting more than 5 tons of illegal ivory, with an estimated street value of $4.8 million. The most recent seizure, 569 tusks, or about 1.3 tons, was found in a shipping container from Tanzania, marked as carrying sunflower seeds. Bill Clark from Interpol says the illegal ivory trade is worth an estimated $1.4 billion a year. An opportunistic poacher selling to a middleman, he says, can make about $70 to $100 per kilogram, or as much as $1,000 from a single kill, if you estimate 10 kilograms for an adult elephant. Crime syndicates tend to pay their poaching gangs monthly stipends, he said. Profits increase exponentially along the smuggling chain, and by the time those tusks are reduced into retail items in Asia, Clark took the example of the signature seal, that 10 kilograms of ivory from just one elephant can be worth as much as $60,000.
Take a signature seal, which is a common use for ivory. It weighs about 30 grams, so you can make 30 of them out of 1 kilo of ivory. So from a ton of ivory, you can make 30,000 of them. That's a lot. They're retailing for about $200 a piece, a 30-gram signature seal. The ivory is worth something close to $6,000 a kilo when it's reduced to the cheapest item that's fabricated from contraband ivory.
Interpol and groups like the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, have been training and equipping rangers, police, and customs officials in both African and Asian countries, but say enormous challenges remain. Director of IFAW's Wildlife Trade Program, Kelvin Ali, said it takes a global effort to go after what he called the big fish.
The person who is sitting in their office making that order for over a ton of ivory, these are the people we want to bring down, because if we take these people off the chain, then we clearly are going to have a ripple impact down the line of people who are actually engaging at, to the level of even killing an elephant for its ivory at the national level. So we need to see more cooperation between the source countries in Africa and the end user countries in Southeast Asia.
They must also cut off consumer demand, he said, and that takes education and enforcement. So long as there are millions to be made by killing elephants, the slaughter will continue. Anne Look, VOA News, Dakar.